Hi, this is Vincent in the fraud department. How can I help you?
How you doing? My name is Marvin Sherrod, and I have some charges coming out my Cash App account for something called Goliath Max something. And I called, and they transferred me to you guys.
All right. How do you spell that last name?
Sherrod.
Thank you. All right, I think I see you here, and can you verify your shipping address for me?
My shipping?
Yes.
No, I know my address. You want my address?
Yes.
306 South 9th Street, Wood River, Illinois.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir, yeah, so looks like the Goliath mail enhancement is here originally for the $4.97. Is this something that you recall?
No, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like it was originally a trial period for 14 days. However, when a cancellation wasn't made, that's when you were billed the retail amount for the products. Okay.
So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is it?
Sure. So it's like a dietary supplement for male enhancement. It helps boost strength and stamina and libido, all that kind of stuff.
No, I only take one a day vitamin. I don't know nothing about that.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah, and so what I can do for you here, I can get this set up for a fraud investigation. Do you have a good email I can send some information to?
Marvin.Sherrod@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and then just in case we need to reach you again about this, is this a good number to call you on? Is this your personal line?
Yes.
All right, great. Okay, so, all right, now what we can do is we'll alert the local authorities and provide them with the IP address from the device that was used to place the order. And from there, they'll be able to track down whoever did place the order, and we'll be pressing charges against them. Is this something you're wanting to continue with?
I don't have the card anymore. I went to Cash App and I canceled the card, and they're shipping me another one.
Right, yeah, that's fine. I mean, as long as you still have an account with Cash App, you'd still be fine.
I got the app on my phone, but I don't have the card.
Okay, yes, I mean, that's perfectly fine. Okay, so I mean, are you wanting to continue with the investigation and press charges?
That means I'll be pressing charges on myself, right? Because I have the app.
Well, no, I mean, as long as you didn't place the order, because, I mean, we have the IP address, so it's the time, date, and location stamp from the device that was used to place the order.
Okay.
So we'll be able to use that to verify who did place the order, and we'll be pressing charges against them.
That don't make no sense, because it's my app. I don't have the card.
Well, sure, your payment method was used, but as long as it wasn't your device, you know, in your home, then you're fine. You've got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Was this something you're wanting to continue with?
I just want the refund. That's all. Is that possible?
So you don't want to press charges?
I don't know who it is. I just want my refund.
Okay. Let me see what I could do for you here.
Okay.
All right, so I mean, I could, I could process a courtesy refund for you here. So you're looking at 50%, which is going to be $46.99 that I could process for you.
Out of 93.99?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes. So since you're not wanting to press charges, I mean, that's the only route that we have to go by.
$40 out of 93.99.
Yes, sir. Unless you're wanting to press charges.
That don't make no sense. What the? $40. So, what else is there I can do?
What do you mean exactly?
So I can get my full refund.
Oh, well, you'd have to be willing to press charges against whoever placed the original order.
I don't press charges against who?
So when we turn over the IP address to the police, they'll track down who did place the order, and we'll be pressing charges against them. Is that something you're wanting to do?
Okay. I got my phone. I don't have the car. So now, in the future, my phone is always with me. So now, and whatever this mess is, I don't have. So why can't I get a full refund?
Because you're not willing to press charges against whoever did place the order.
That don't make no sense. So I'm supposed to get $40 for something I don't have. $93 for something I don't have.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm more than happy to refund you here, but we just need to be sure that you're willing to press charges against whoever's been found to place the order.
So how do I supposed to find out who did it?
So we're going to alert the police ourselves and pass this information off to them, and they'll be pursuing an investigation.
That don't make no sense.
I mean, we take fraud very seriously. That's why, you know, we're willing to track
I'm taking
it. Down.
That's what I'm taking it too, because I'm like, it's $93 just disappeared out my stuff, and I'm like, on my cash up for. I'm like, what the hell? That's what I'm calling for. So
right.
If I'm calling you, telling you, only thing I want is my money back. That's it.
Right. So well, let's go ahead and proceed with the investigation then, and we'll be pressing charges. Okay.
For what? I'm not trying to look for them.
Whoever used your information fraudulently, I mean, they should go to jail for that.
I went on the Cash App, canceled out that card. I'm getting another card. I just contacted you guys because I want my money. That is it.
Right, yeah. So we're going to do our own investigation here on our end to press charges, as we take fraud very seriously.
Okay, so to get my money back today, I just get $40 and y'all give me $40 another day? How does this work? I mean, 50 because it's $93.99 for something I don't have.
Right, so if you're not wanting to have us investigate, it would be a courtesy refund by the company for $46.99. If you're saying that you would like to press charges, we would refund you in full. What would you like us to do?
But press charges against who? I don't know who it is. That makes no sense.
Exactly. So we're going to find out, and we'll be pressing charges on your behalf.
And if you did that, it's on my phone. So you'd be coming after the person who don't have it. That don't make no sense. You understand what I'm saying? I got my phone. I just don't have the card.
So you're saying someone used your phone to place the order?
I guess, because I don't have no, let me look at the name of this shit again, man. Goliath, whatever this mess is. Because I don't want to have to keep going through this and talk to police. I don't want to do that. I'm black. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you didn't do it, you've got nothing at all to worry about. I mean,
right, but I really don't want to. But I really don't want to. This is the wrong time to be dealing with. I don't want to do that. So,
well,
is there anybody else I can? Is there anybody else I can talk to get a refund back?
Yes, sir. I mean, if you'd like to press charges against whoever's been found to place this order, I'd be.
But
happy
I see
to
the thing is, after I talk to you, I don't want to deal with this ever again.
Right.
I don't even want a cash app. I don't even want to.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want
to do it on your behalf. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But no, don't. Only thing I want is a refund. I don't even want to hear nothing about this again. I don't want to do none of that.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and proceed then.
Proceed with what?
With the full refund and investigation.
No, I don't want to deal with I don't want to deal with none of that.
Okay, sir. Well, unfortunately, I just submitted it here. So give it about the refund. You should have about 3 to 5 business days. So it's a refund for $497 and $93.99. Again, give it about 3 to 5 business days, and I'll just make sure this is all submitted here. And is there anything else that I can help you with?
Repeat that one more time.
Sure. So I processed a refund for $497 and $93.99. Give it about 3 to 5 business days to get back into your account, and I'll make sure all this information is passed off to the authorities, and we'll investigate on your behalf, okay?
So that means I don't want to deal with them.
Right. So that's why I'm saying it's on your behalf. We're going to do it.
Right. You don't have to do anything on my behalf because I'm asking you just for a refund. I'm not asking for you to do anything on my behalf.
Right, so that's the company's protocol. But I've already got everything taken care of for you here, so you won't have to worry
about it. You don't have to do that. The only thing I want is my money back. I don't want to do anything on my behalf. That's all I'm asking for. Is there anybody else I could talk to get a refund?
Yeah, sir, I've already processed a refund for $93.99 and $4.97.
Yeah, but I don't want to do none of that on my behalf. I said that.
Wait, so you don't want
that many times. I don't want to deal. No, I don't want nobody asking me nothing.
Right, sir. So we're going
right,
to handle
okay,
it for
so
you.
Okay, so that's fine.
Anything else I can help you with?
That's it.
All right, well, thanks for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Bye.